From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate has claimed an attack on an Ivory Coast resort that killed at least 16. VOA asked Deakin University terrorism expert Greg Barton why an attack on Ivory Coast.
I think this is only really explicable in terms of the competition, the rivalry between Al-Qaeda broadly and ISIS broadly. Of course, the attacks in Sousse in Tunisia, both the attacks on the beach resort of Sousse and the earlier attack in the capital, Tunis, involved military-style attacks with assault rifles and explosives from people trained by ISIS and coming out of Libya. And of course, Libya has been the focus of growing ISIS presence. But Al-Qaeda globally is worried about being eclipsed as a global jihadi brand by ISIS.
And Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara offered condolences to the families of those killed on Sunday. Turkey's military said its warplanes carried out 18 airstrikes today targeting Kurdish militants in northern Iraq after Sunday's bombing attack on Ankara killed at least 37. Alp Esmer is of the VOA Turkish service and is from Ankara.
The main square in Kızılay, where my high school is nearby, is also where hundreds of thousands of people change their buses, metro trains to commute from one part of the city to the other. It's always a crowded area. Maybe the only blessing, I believe, was because it occurred in Sunday evening with minimal casualties, despite more than 30 people have been killed already. But apparently during a normal weekday, the number of casualties might have been far more.
And there has been no claim of responsibility so far. This is VOA News. UN envoy for Syria Staffan de Mistura is due to meet with Syria's warring parties for talks today in Geneva aimed at ending the country's five-year conflict. Meantime, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim has warned that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's future is not up for negotiation, while the opposition and many outside of Syria, including the United States, have said Assad must step down in order to achieve peace. A nationalist anti-immigrant party, Alternative for Deutschland, has won seats in three German regional elections, an apparent rebuke to Chancellor Angela Merkel's open immigration policy. Hannah Cleaver is a freelance reporter from Deutsche Welle.
The first most surprising thing for an international audience, perhaps, is that a large number of them have told Angela Merkel, we do not like your policy of allowing migrants and largely refugees coming into Germany without any restrictions, and it seems there are a lot of people in Germany who are very unhappy with that.
Merkel has been under growing pressure to close Germany to migrants, many of them Syrians and others fleeing war, but she has refused to impose a cap on the number of arrivals. Germany registered nearly 1.1 million people as asylum seekers last year. Brazilian police say 3 million people across the country took to the streets Sunday demanding the ouster of President Dilma Rousseff. Protesters urged lawmakers to continue with ongoing impeachment proceedings against the president, who finds herself embroiled in a corruption scandal and presiding over the country's worst recession in 25 years. In U.S. politics, leading Republican Party presidential contender Donald Trump is denying any responsibility for violence that has erupted at his political rallies and is defending his supporters who have been charged with assaulting protesters.
Every once in a while, we'll have a protester get up, say something. Usually it's staged, okay? Usually it's staged. But they'll say something. We stop and we have fun. It's okay. We have fun. But you listen to these guys. I watch the morning shows. I was on the morning shows. Mr. Trump, it's terrible. You know how many people have been injured at our shows? Nobody.
Trump's Republican challengers, as well as Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, are blaming Trump for the marked turn in tone at his political rallies. Up next in the delegate chase will be tomorrow's primaries, with a number of states where the winner gets all the delegates, which are not split among runners-up. Two Australian journalists have briefly been detained in Malaysia after trying to ask Prime Minister Najib Rajak about corruption allegations. Australian Broadcasting Corporation says the reporters were arrested after approaching Najib as he was entering a mosque.
That's the latest world news from VOA.